M&M Live Radio is a copyrighted M&M Enterprise production and is not to be duplicated or broadcasted without the express permission of M&M Enterprise Productions.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world.
Everybody, my name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as M&M, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's M&M Live Radio. What's going on, friends and family all over the world? We appreciate you for being the realest and tuning in to yet another episode of You Already Know It's M&M Live Radio. But of course, I cannot do the show by myself. I need my girl. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on You Already Know It's M&M Live Radio. Now listen, let's go ahead and get things started. Now, of course, you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in and blow up notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @Jasmine1988_V on Instagram. Now listen, be the first person to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you, my friend, could be next week's Follow Friday.
This should put some razzle in your dazzle. Here's some hashtag, too many hashtags coming up a little bit later, where we give you guys all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags, man. You got a few more minutes because your hashtags are on the way, and stay even closer than that as we have your dose of encouragement not too far away as Mia will be dropping her 1 minute inspiration.
And listen, man, join in on this week's conversation. Listen, it's all centered around this right here. So Milano gifts her son with investment property for his first birthday. Now, is this the perfect birthday gift or inappropriate for a one-year-old? Listen, we want to know what you think. Let us know on Instagram and Twitter @MMLiveRadio. Add us in the tweet or comment so we can see you. But listen, man, Misa's curated this week's rundown. So, Misa, what we got coming up first?
Yes, sir, man. We got some Kung Fu, What Up, RG, 1K, Few, and Ty Brazzle, man. We got Few, RG, and Ty, man, happening right here, right now. Keep it locked right here. We have so much more for you on none other than You Already Know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
Give me raps, yeah. Give me no facts, yeah. What would I tell? Hey, yeah. Give me no facts, yeah. What would I check, yeah? Just call my name, I'll be right there. Sleeping on the way, but I see nightmare. Voices in my head telling me fight fair. Jackie Chan with the Bruce Lee. Shining in your city, I'm a street light, yeah. We the ones that they wanna be like, yeah. Voices in my head telling me fight fair. Jackie Chan with the Bruce Lee. Stack it up, get better rich. Take a little trip and come back. I've been on fighting these demons. Feel like we been in Iraq. Cause I remember the season. We was all on the red track. Even just look at the reason. Maybe you'll learn to relax.
Me talk.
I wanna rock the night tonight. Living a life for life. Had to make sacrifice, yo.
Had to make sacrifice.
And I'm in your city lights. Thinking it must be nice. Had to go reunite, yo. Just call my name, I'll be right there. Sleeping on the way, but I see nightmare. Voices in my head telling me fight fair. Jackie Chan with the Bruce Lee. Shining in your city, I'm a street light, yeah. We the ones that they wanna be like, yeah. Voices in my head telling me fight fair. Jackie Chan with the Bruce Lee.
When you make big plays, you get rings. Or just can't wait.
Yeah, turn it up, let me get crack.
Take it up more to the max. I took a break, now I withdraw. Spaz on the track and relapse. I feel like I could do anything. I'ma go hard till I'm flat. Never would've made it. I've been through the hell and back. Devil in a new dress. I'm in a bulletproof vest. I can't fear nothing. Look, God with me, I'm ruthless. Don't need stamps, I'm established. You just threw the lob. When it's dropped, it's a classic.
Just call my name, I'll be right there. Sleeping on the wave, undersea nightmare. My DeLorean, high speed light, yeah. Back to the future light, brr. Top of the morning to your diss, the after school and tutor. You ain't attended, Ferris Bueller. 30 degrees, I freeze a cooler. Half of these rappers lying, dude, a Superman. I got lanes to save. Just for my brothers, I paid the way. I made a play and I changed the game. Holy.
Hey, what's up? This What Up RG. You're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. Eminem Live Radio. Don't go anywhere.
You know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. This segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things current, all things trending through the use of hashtags. Hashtag asking all them questions. Listen to this one, y'all. An armed U.S. Army trainee out of Fort Jackson is in custody after hijacking a school bus from an elementary school nearby that had 18 children on board. It's ridiculous. He had a huge gun. It had to have been some type of, you know, automatic AR something going on
there.
He had a gun. He hopped onto the bus. He held the bus driver at gunpoint. But apparently, because he was escaping basic training, the gun was not loaded at all. But the funny thing is about this story is the fact that he got frustrated, ended up, you know, leaving the bus after a while because He was tired of 18 kids asking him questions.
And that's what you get.
That's what you
get. What's that? Is it loaded? Can I hold it? What's your name?
It was ridiculous. So apparently, you know, he hopped on the bus. Apparently, he could not handle the basic training. And he was on his way from South Carolina up to where his family is, which is in New Jersey. First of all, bro, how are you trying to get on a bus from South Carolina all the way back to New Jersey with a whole bunch of kids on it? I don't know.
Clearly, and he didn't think this all the way through.
He didn't think this all the way through. He could not handle it. He started driving after he hijacked the bus. All the kids were asking questions. He ended up stopping the bus, making all the kids and the bus driver get off, and he continued to drive the bus. This story is absolutely ridiculous. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, hey, I mean, if you don't want to, you know, get caught doing anything you have no business doing, do not hijack a bus with 18 kids on it.
All those kids should have jumped him.
They really should have, honestly. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he had no business, you know, hijacking a school bus with a whole bunch of innocent kids and putting them in that type of traumatic situation.
I'm speechless, man. That's crazy.
Hashtag, I can't believe.
Hashtag, what this man did.
Hashtag, the best way to catch a criminal.
Hashtag, is to leave them with a bunch of kids.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
I know, that's right. Hashtag, listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, no mask, no problem. I know y'all heard this one. The CDC has said fully vaccinated Americans no longer have to wear masks in most settings, making it a crucial moment in our country's turnaround to normalcy after the coronavirus pandemic hit a whole year later. If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic, says CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. Our President Joe Biden, celebrated the new CDC mask guidance, saying, "Today is a great day for America." The president delivered remarks on with the CDC news at the White House Rose Garden, notably not wearing a mask as he spoke to the American people. He says, "For now, after a year of hard work and so much sacrifice, the rule is very simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do." Misa, what do you think about this?
I'm still not for it. I mean, honestly, I feel like whether you're vaccinated or you're not vaccinated, at the end of the day, this has kind of become our new normal and our sense of normalcy. And honestly, I'm not 100% on board with the vaccines yet. So because I feel like they're still trying to work out the kinks with that, everyone should still wear their masks. Sorry.
Yeah, for me, I'm not going to lie. At first, I was not buying it. I was like, I'm so over this whole thing of this whole vaccine. I'm so over it. Only because we're hearing so many things. It's like one minute, like I heard on the news earlier that day when the president made his remarks regarding the new mask ordinance, I heard the news saying earlier that day that you still had to wear the mask because you could still get the virus and things like that. And then a couple moments later, I hear, oh, no, it's okay. Like, you know, you can go into settings and you don't have to wear your mask if you're fully vaccinated. And I'm kind of like, okay, I need to know what we doing.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm thrown off, and therefore I'm not sure whether or not I want to get the vaccine, only because things keep changing and I keep hearing all these different things. So I want to make a solid decision on what I want to do, but I need solid information
first. And ultimately, the CDC is still trying to figure things out. So I think in the meantime, in between time, I'd just rather be safe than sorry.
Because overall, don't get me wrong, I want to go back to normal. I know that we're in a new normal right now, but I do believe that things can go back to the way they used to be.
Yeah.
And we have to be open to whatever avenues we can to get there. I just need concrete facts and what it is, what the stats are, what our risks are, and all that. I just hate hearing different things from different people and then not knowing exactly what's going on.
I agree.
Hashtag, it's your choice.
Hashtag, whether or not to get the vax.
Hashtag, but until then.
Hashtag, please still wear your mask.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. Listen, guys, we're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag, okay, Maya. So, of course, we know our beloved late Maya Angelou. She passed some time ago. And, of course, you know, while President Barack Obama, our forever president, was, you know, in office and was running the country, you know, at one point in time, he did say that we all should expect Harriet Tubman to be on the face of the $20 bill. You remember that, right?
Right, I do remember.
Because we covered it as a hashtag. So, of course, obviously, we are still waiting. And it's 2021. And he said that it was going to be done by 2020. But, of course, we had a new president at that point. Everything was really delayed. Everything was slowed down. So we're still trying to figure out to see if, you know, good old, you know, Grandma Harriet Tubman is going to actually make her debut on the $20 bill. But one thing that we can, you know, see in the near future, and it's actually pretty promising, is Maya Angelou featuring her face on quarters.
Are you serious?
I am very serious. Yes, according to the news, it says the U.S. Mint is honoring Maya Angelou by featuring her face on the quarter. It says, according to the U.S. Mint's four-year program, American Women Quarters Program, iconic poet Maya Angelou will be the first woman through this program to receive a quarter with her face on it. Her, along with groundbreaking astronaut Sally Ride, will also have her face on the quarter as well. And apparently this will happen between now and the year 2025.
Okay, so let me make sure I have this understood.
Yes.
So is she gonna replace George Washington?
So apparently, okay, on the quarter, this situation with, you know, poet Maya Angelou being on the quarter will happen between, you know, sometime this year, prayerfully.
Okay.
And the year 2025.
Okay.
So, and then the same thing will happen with the groundbreaking astronaut Sally Ride.
So from now on, from 2021 to 2025, when we get new quarters, we're going to see Maya Angelou and not George Washington?
That's what they're saying.
Y'all know how legendary that is?
That is crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So we can expect that. So all I know is that we got to make sure that if you're getting those quarters with good old Maya Angelou on
you
them,
better you
better
seal that one up.
Got to
make
sure
that
you
one
keep
laminated
them.
Or something.
Got to make sure you keep
now
your
I got to get a quarter collection.
Hashtag Maya Angelou on a quarter.
Hashtag gives me a great feeling.
Hashtag she took getting your coins.
Hashtag to a whole new meaning.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Man, that's a good one right there. Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag save the sauce. New limits have been placed, not just here in Georgia with our gas restrictions, but also of the number of free Chick-fil-A sauces customers can now get now with the chain, the supply chain being low on supply of sauces from now on. So now from apparently new restrictions limit customers to one sauce per entree. And two sauces per meal and three sauces per 30 count. I'm gonna tell you something. I already had it enough when there was a limit of toilet paper. Then it was a limit on gas. The sauce is where I draw the line, Misa.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And now this proves that we are truly in the end times.
We are in some tough times.
Because I swear I've seen this in Revelation.
All I know. In the Bible?
Is it not?
They say Chick-fil-A is the Lord's chicken. But I mean, hey, at the end of the day, Mia, I will say that we are in some interesting times now. We are seeing a lot of, you know, changes when it comes to supply and demand. And it's unfortunate that Chick-fil-A is being a little stingy with the sauces.
We are truly in a recession in America. We truly are. Hashtag, you can take the gas.
Hashtag, from our tank.
Hashtag, but for heaven's sake.
Hashtag, not our sauce from Chick-fil-A.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag, too many hashtags. Tune in next week as we give you guys more current topics, more things that are going on in today's world.
Listen, we have so much more coming up where that left off. But listen, Mia, I feel like we need to do something for the city.
Let's go ahead and throw it up for the A-Town
Let's
one
do it
time.
For the A-Town one time for the one time because we are dealing with a lot, man. We have a shortage in gas. So Atlanta, listen, we can make it happen, okay? Whether you're on 285, 675, it don't matter what you
let are. Let them know,
Misa! Just let them know, okay? Keep on riding with the top down. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio 8-Town.
10:45 walking out my door. Fresh Timberlands on the bathroom floor. Yeah. I'm headed to the city. Me, my partner's on the north side. Plotting on the come up. We gon' make something go. You know? My life before I met the Lord was all about a bankroll. Everybody that be talking pockets really ain't small. So I mind my business. Player, what you talking about? I was making moves when I was living at my mama's house. I'm riding in the old school, cruising on the east side, listening to Goody Mob. Everywhere that we ride, I'm headed back to Clayco where we bumping urban legends. Summertime in Riverdale, there ain't nothing you can tell me, boy. A-Time, peaches on the play, black Chevy, that's a 98, Dominique 92 baseline, World Series, it's Atlanta 95. Raised on the east side, west side, hustle on the west side, north side, homies from the north side, south side, I love for the south side.
Hustle City, fill up out the age, culinary killer busting head behind some cake. Still you see, running late, dripping sauce, eat your steak. Get you slipping at the light and leering velvet on your plate. Gotta eat, sitting in the slum for weeks. You been talking by the Lord, my little partner got the key. We gon' bust it down, bring us back a bag, bring us back a check. Tryna get what's mine, I don't care what's next, you try to flex. One hit me with a squat, dead lip a eye, bitch, press a hall. Heavily involved, heavily evolved, I climbed up out. up, I like you, 92 on the roof. Box fade, getting play, I'm talking Sydney and Shireen. Cause it's a party in my city, thank the Lord that we done made it out.
A-time, peaches on the play. Black Chevy, that's a 98. Dominique, 92, baseline. World Series, it's Atlanta, 95. Raised on the east side, west side, hustle on the west side, north side, homies from the north side, south side, I got love for the south side.
Man, I remember back at the shows. It was basically a garage, a van, and some sodas. You know what I'm saying? Boys standing on crates, rapping for their life, man. You know what I mean? It wasn't about nothing but the music. It wasn't about no lights and fog and guarantees. It was about just making great music. 1 + 1 just equal 2. You know what I mean? And that's what we're trying to do. Bring great music back to the city.
I'm in my lane, I'm taking it, and not concerned with making it. I do it like I forgot to care who your favorite rapper is. Send to blow your mind with these lines when you hear me rapping this. So that when you get this album, tear it out the packaging. Creation of the skin will make it clear just who my master is. I'm just trying to master this, I am not a pacifist. Treat the beat like Holyfield and hit it with my master fist. Pleasure from the pain, yeah, sorta like a masochist. Cause I be where them treaded boys and ladder choppers spraying down. You know I'm being real, so I'm just glad my mama prayed. Southside introduced me to a lot that I ain't know about. Walking through the neighborhood, get jumped outside my partner house. Giving you visions of things I seen with my own eyes. City raised me, but it hates me, submerged like I was baptized. I'm just trying to make it great again and be like that guy. Time laughing to this music like Atlanta 95.
We cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is.
Yeah.
Yo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah. Turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Pump the speakers loud.
Adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. Eminem Live Radio. That was Alex Faith, Corey Paul, Atlanta 95.
You know what's so interesting is the fact that I love songs like Uptown by Andy Mineo.
Yes.
Like, you know, you got your songs from like Miles Minnick, who show love to the Bay Area. But let me tell you something, man.
Ain't nothing like 95 Atlanta.
Ain't nothing like 95 Atlanta. You feel me?
Shout out
to everybody tuned in to Eminem Live Radio. Right here, right now, whether you're tuned in on any of the podcasting platforms you can listen to Eminem Live Radio on. That's on iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Trackstars.com, via the website or their app, or all the way up in Chicago on Art Soul Radio. Listen, we appreciate everybody tuned into Eminem Live Radio. Listen, whether you're from ATL, whether you're from the Bay Area, whether you're from New York, listen, we see you guys and we appreciate everybody rocking with your girls right here on, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Absolutely.
Listen, guys, we had an amazing Mother's Day. I know specifically Misa had an amazing Mother's Day weekend because it was her first Mother's Day. So Misa, you know, we all want to know how was that experiencing your first Mother's Day, not being a part of the planning committee, which Misa, well, honestly, y'all, before Misa got pregnant, every year Misa and I were kind of the masterminds behind what we do for Mother's Day for our moms. As you guys know, we're very creative. We can't do anything simple. We can't do anything basic. Our creative minds just won't let us do it. So we're usually the forces behind all the creative elements and things like that. But Misa wasn't a part of that this year.
That was tough.
All she had to do was enjoy it. So go ahead and spill on how Mother's Day was for you this year.
Okay. It was, number one, very, very tough, you know, to not be a part of that planning committee. Because let me kind of like let you guys know what happened like in years prior. 2 years ago, we had this, it was the Mother Loving Lounge.
The Mother Loving Lounge.
We called it the Mother Loving Lounge. And it was basically a spoken word. And each of us kids were supposed to write poems or spoken words, pieces to our mothers and perform them. We had the whole nine yards. We had mood lighting. We had the lights all down. We had a bass. We had bongos. It was really, really crazy the way that we did it and we executed it so well. The year after that, which was last year, we had Spa Mama.
Mm-hmm.
We took our mothers to an at-home DIY spa. It was just absolutely beautiful. We had the serene music. It was just such peaceful.
Which worked out because that's when COVID hit. So therefore we had to stay in the house. We wanted for them to relax. There was a lot of craziness going on with us going to the stores and all that. So we wanted for our mom to be able to relax and things like that.
And we always have so much fun creating these, you know, elements of surprise, all of these great, you know, times in which we could just create memories and moments for our moms. So of course, this year was a bit different. Your girl had graduated and got promoted to a mother herself. And Mia and Kimo and my dad and my brother, Mason, none of them included me in the planning process. And it was really tough for me because I'm so used to doing it all the other years. But it was actually so interesting to just have the opportunity to lay back and let someone else cater to you and have somebody else make plans. I don't have to worry about the hustle and bustle of going here and going to the store and picking up this and going over here and picking up that and getting dressed, you know what I'm saying, different things of that nature. So it was really cool to kind of have that to see Mother's Day from a different perspective. I even woke up that day on that Sunday really emotional because I was like, I literally have a child.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And all these years we've been planning and preparing for our mom and our grandmother and our aunts and our cousins that are mothers, that now I have that opportunity to be honored and celebrated in such a way. It felt really, really good. And then not to mention the actual celebration just was through the roof. Mia and Kimo and everybody that was planning did such an amazing job. Basically, they took us to a high tea. It was called, what was it called, Mia?
The Motherhood Society.
We had to dress up like we were going to see the queen. They gave us satin gloves. They had little tea crumpets. They took out the china, the fine, like the china.
The fine china.
Our mom takes out for Thanksgiving china. And we all just ate. We had a great time. Deborah Ursula Taunt, also known as Debutante, also played as Mia, was our hostess. We had escorts. We had just some amazing things that I will cherish for the rest of my life. Then it got to the moment in which we were opening gifts. Y'all.
Let them know.
That was the moment that I was like, I am appreciated, okay? In the words of Tupac.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because my amazing husband, he gave me a push gift.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what a push gift is, it is a gift that the mother is given by the father of the child for pushing out a beautiful baby, healthy, beautiful baby, okay? So I got 3 push gifts, baby.
For each trimester.
And I feel like I deserved every last one of them. For the first one, I got a pair of skates. Because I told Kimo that I wanted to start skating. Like, I don't know. It seems like, you know, skating has become a really big thing down here in Atlanta.
It is. It really is.
You know what
I've
I'm
been
saying?
To Cascade. Only people in Atlanta know how legendary Cascade is. And when you go there, like, I remember I went with my friends. And I was nervous to skate because everyone is in a groove. And you just don't want to throw that
you
off.
You do not throw the groove off.
You don't
off.
Throw the groove off.
I know it's got to be in the Bible somewhere. But, I mean, you just do not throw the groove off. Because, I mean, you know, when you see like those old school couples just, you know, strolling to that one.
Vibing
out. I want for that to be me and Kimo.
Yes.
Okay. So I love the skates. They were absolutely amazing. The second gift was Beats by Dre headphones.
She wearing them right now, y'all.
Wearing them, rocking them right now, and I can hear everything. Okay, it's truly a different listening experience when you have Beats by Dre headphones. And then the last one was a MacBook Air.
When
man.
I tell y'all,
what?
I was happy for that gift.
Sheesh.
Misa, y'all should see the computer Misa be working on. I was like, bro, what is this?
You ain't gotta go there, man.
What is this?
You ain't gotta go there. But listen, when I tell you my whole life has been upgraded in just a day's time, I truly felt celebrated. I mean, and of course, I want to make sure I talk about all the other gifts. I got some clothes. I got a brand new purse. I got a hair appointment for free by my sister. I have a beautiful necklace by my brother. And, you know, I truly just felt celebrated. It was an amazing day. Like I said, you guys did such an amazing job. And I really hope that everybody out there, including first-time moms, had a very amazing Mother's Day this year.
Listen, man, I'm happy that you were able to sit back and relax this Mother's Day. Because I want to tell you, when Misa and I already knew, I'm going to tell y'all something. The day before Mother's Day, all I did was run around. That's literally all I did. And that's usually something that Misa and Kimo and I do together. And Misa being out of that, I was like, Kimo, who y'all know is our engineer, and also who is Misa's husband, I was like, it's just you and me, bro. It's just you and me. And Kimo definitely came through. Shout out to Kimo for being able to run around and get things for Mother's Day. And then me on the other hand, we were able to work together with our family. But we just ultimately wanted for you to be able to sit back and relax. So we're happy that you enjoyed your Mother's Day. Yes. Shout out to any mothers who are tuned into Eminem Live Radio right now. We hope you guys enjoyed your Mother's Day as well. We hope that every day feels like Mother's Day to you, and the people around you make you feel like the queen that you are.
Man, that was very, very well said. But Mia, I feel like we should just at least mention the conversation we got coming
up. Go ahead and at least mention the conversation. So listen, guys, this week's conversation is all centered around this. Okay, so Milano, who's a celebrity, I think she's
Meek Mill's baby mom.
Okay, Meek Mill's baby mama. Okay, so Milano gifts her son with an investment property for his first birthday. Now, is this a perfect birthday gift, or is it inappropriate for a one-year-old?
Yeah, so of course, listen, you guys, Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Be sure to at us in the tweet or comment so we can see what you're talking about. But like Mia said one more time, celebrity Milano gifts her son with investment property for his first birthday. Is this a perfect birthday gift or inappropriate for a one-year-old? I know a lot of people may be saying, you know, I don't know, I feel like that's really inappropriate. What can he really do with it? I feel like that's just too mature for him. Then some people may be saying, I feel like she's really planning for his future early on in life. Chime in social media, okay? Hit us up. Like we said before, MM Live Radio on Instagram and Twitter, and M&M Live Radio on Facebook if you still got it. But of course, head on over to our social media to chime in on the conversation. But in the meantime, in between time, as you guys comment on those, we will be coming back with not only your comments, but also Mia and my responses to the conversation. Let this be a moment right here in which Mia inspires you in under 60 seconds. It's called our 1 minute inspiration. Give us 60 minutes, but give us 60 seconds. Mia will be dropping her 1 minute inspiration right here, right now.
Culture, it influences absolutely everything. Fashion, slang, dances, events, the list goes on. But culture also influences us. How we talk, how we dress, how we think, what we listen to, what we watch, what we buy, what we post, and how we live. Whether you think so or not, our society has a big say-so in our lives. Here's the unfortunate part. I saw a post this week that said this: stop looking for your identity in culture instead of your creator. The unfortunate truth is that some people look to social media for approval. Some people would rather imitate their favorite celebrity opposed to being themselves. They would rather be an image of someone who's living a false portrayed livelihood. Here's one thing I realized about culture: it is never satisfied. I say that because it's always changing. There's always a new trend or fad that people will be raging over, but only until there's a brand new one and it's on to the next. So what am I saying? You can't find your identity in a world that's forever changing. You can't find your individuality in a world where everyone's trying to be like everyone else. You can't find yourself in a world where people are lost. Go discovering in something, in someone that's good, consistent, and true. The world may be glorified as a masterpiece, but there's an artist that created you, the world, and everything in it. And I think he knows more about his art.
There you have it, your 1 minute inspiration. At the end of the day, you, my friend, are the masterpiece, okay? Just know that. Know that from the bottom of our hearts. That was Mia's 1 minute inspiration. If you want some more inspiration and encouragement, head on over to our social media. And in the meantime, in between time, do not be afraid to share that inspiration with somebody that may be in need of it, okay? But in the meantime, in between time, here is some good music right here, right now, Mia.
Here it is right now. Make sure you guys are supporting this guy on his Patreon, man. He has some great content for you guys, and you can support him as the dope creative that he is. Here's Jalen and Sean with Summertime Love. Then we got some Brandon P after that. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
You got the summertime love. I work for your heart all night till the dawn. You stay with names switched up. I know you're the one. They go and they come. You like the summer breeze through the trees. You like a getaway. It's you and me. You like the summertime love. You like the summertime love. I pull up to your spot in the evening. Got a life and a pop for the weekend. Girl, I said you're the one and I mean that. Yeah, I mean that. I told my baby we can do what you want. Take the stress away from what you've been going through. Girl, there's one thing on my mind and it's always you. Yeah, it's always you. Feet up, palm trees, sundress, daiquiri. Way you look at me is staggering. Way I break out, songs as factory. Way I look at you like you got the summertime love. I work for your heart. They come, you like the summer breeze through the trees. You like a getaway, it's you and me. You like the summertime love. You like the summertime love.
All four seasons, I've been chasing you. I'm running around the subject. I'ma find the truth, yeah. Playing it coy, but I'ma weather through it. Calling me a boy, can we make it boo? I feel the heat like a summer solstice.
Hey, yo, what's good? This is Jalen and Sean, and you're listening to, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes I just gotta tell you straight up what it is.
Yeah. Baby, I'm stuck on you. Like bubblegum on some blue jeans. And I can hold it down for you. You're my favorite song in the morning. And I can't get you off of my mind. I can't. You know that I'm stuck on you. I really need you. And I get the dollar so I can please you. Yeah, do what the king do. You say you miss me, I come and see you. Yeah, don't tell and I won't tell. Shorty by my side, down the ride and I won't fail. Yeah, I'm locked down, I know I won't bail. And me and you vibe like both sales. Yeah, I really need you. What does it take for me to keep you? How can I please you? And all of my friends know you a queen. So baby, is you rockin' with it? Take it slow, work it with me, let me know. And I don't want no problems. We both know you got options. Baby, I'm stuck on you. Like bubblegum on some blue jeans. And I can hold it down for you. You're my favorite song in the morning. And I can't get you off of my mind. I can't. You know that I'm stuck on you. Like white on rice. I love the way you look and them jeans fit nice. Yeah, yeah. just my type. The way you hold it down and I'm here for the fight. Yeah, love the way you love me. Get your own thing going, you a queen bee. You ain't in for the money, but I can still drip you down in some Gucci Dior. Like I spoil you some more. You ain't gotta doubt, you the one I adore. Flights overseas, we in the Singapore. You my main dish, all the sides I ignore. I got more in store, yeah. Talk to me, I like that. Favorite coming with you, automated, send them right back. Yeah, and I don't want no problems. We both know you got options. Baby, I'm stuck on you. Like bubblegum on some blue jeans. And I can hold it down for you. You're my favorite song in the morning. And I can't get you off of my mind. I can't get you off of my mind. You know that I'm stuck on you.
Yeah, let it ride. That feels good, Mia.
Chicken head.
Okay.
Go hit with
you,
me.
You
messed
the whole thing.
You the heel toe.
Come on, yo. This song go crazy.
Mia, that's not how you end the song with a chicken head.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Y'all know y'all was doing it when I said it.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you were listening to the number one teeny young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. We are going in. As always, here in the studio. Thanks so much for tuning in, man. That was my song, Mia. You messed it up at the end with the chicken head.
I did not mess it up. You know you got lit when I said that.
I'm at least thinking we finna be smooth.
No, bro. You hit that joint one time. You move your head. You move them shoulders and you throw it at. Man, quit playing with me.
Mia. Anyway, man, make sure y'all download that song ASAP, man. That's Stuck on You by Brandon P. Hopefully it gave you nice love vibes as we, you know, came back in with Summertime Love by Jalen and Sean, man. Listen, that was a hit right there.
Listen, man, we got nothing but hits for you here on Eminem Live Radio. We got a great conversation going up this week here on Eminem Live Radio as well. It's all centered around this question right here. So Celebrity Milano gifts her son with... I'm sorry, y'all. Hey, listen, everybody in the studio gotta calm down. Everybody in the studio need to calm down.
Oh my God, man. This is hilarious. Man, I love this show. This is the best show in the world.
I love this show, man. Okay, y'all, listen. Okay, let's go ahead and bring it back. Okay, so here's this week's conversation. It's all centered around this question right here. So Celebrity Milano gifts her son with investment property for his first birthday. Now, is this a perfect birthday gift or inappropriate for her one-year-old son? Now, listen, we got a lot of comments on social media. Huge shout out to our Eminem fam, man, going crazy and always tapping in and joining in on this week's conversation. Now, really quick, here are some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
On Instagram, I to the G, shout out to the Chris Evans. She says, perfect gift. We have Kingdom 24. He says, that's how you build wealth. Tanya Joy _ says, I think it's a great idea. We don't even remember our first birthday, so this is a gift that keeps on giving.
That's good.
We have another one here. Big Bryce Smooth 87. He says, I mean, it's a baby, so it won't appreciate or even remember, but at an older age, they'll realize and appreciate it. This is biblical, in my opinion. Leaving your child an inheritance. He likes that. We have some more on Facebook, Mia.
We gotta go ahead and get some more Facebook comments over rolling here on Eminem Live Radio, and it's all centered around this question right here. Celebrity Milano gifts her son with investment property for his first birthday. Now, is this the perfect birthday gift or inappropriate for her one-year-old son?
Here we go. Shout out to our friend Cayman Ashley. She says, yes, absolutely. This is a very perfect gift. And we got somebody right here. Shout out to Patrick W. Hess. Let's see what Patrick got to say. He says, awesome. Instead of wasting a few bucks on a toy or clothes that will be obsolete in a year or so, build into the child's future, since that gift will actually grow in value instead of be sold in a yard sale or thrown away.
Listen, we got a lot of great comments on this week's conversation. Now, listen, if you want to go ahead and comment, let us know what you think on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Facebook, too, if you got it, at MM Live Radio. And let us know where you stand in the conversation. But, of course, you guys already know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So, Misa, so what do you think? Do you feel like this is the... Now, and that thing is great for you because you actually are... A year from now, you're going to have your first... Mason's going to have her first birthday. Yeah. So, what do you think... Do you think this was a great idea? It's the perfect birthday gift to give investment property to a one-year-old, or it's inappropriate?
So at first, I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, that's so inappropriate. Like,
really?
The kid is not going to be able to enjoy it. Like, I mean, they need something to play with right now. But I feel like that was Misa before
being a mother.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, having these different set of lenses on, I think that I agree with a majority of all of our followers. And I do agree. I think that, you know, Milano, the celebrity who gifted her son the investment property, I think she is forward thinking. I think a lot of times we just are so conditioned to social media and celebrity parents, in which we see the celebrity give their kid on their first birthday a Rolex. So we watch them give them
get
something.
Get a chain.
Yeah, get a chain or something like that. That adds no real value. It just shows you how much wealth, I guess, you have, or how much money you have, or how much, you know, money you've accumulated over the years as the parent, and how much you can flex and show flashy things. But I think this is forward thinking. I feel like this is a very good plan. Parenthood, Planned Parenthood, meaning that she's planning for the baby's future. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like she's actually considering what how the investment property is going to perform and do well, and the benefit for the child, and not just give the baby a toy truck, in which at the end of the day, the baby's going to end up playing with the cardboard box at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think. I do think that this is totally the perfect gift for her one-year-old son. So what about you? What do you think?
I agree. I think it's the perfect gift as well. I feel like there are so many things. Well, I'll say this first. Of course, the young boy, her son, is nowhere near going to understand what that means now. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like that's an amazing feeling also. Because, I mean, we all know this. First birthdays are not for the kid.
That's true.
They're not. It's That's mainly true. For the parents and everybody else. You
it
know
seems
what I'm saying?
That way, yeah.
So imagine how much of a proud moment that is for her. She's a hardworking, you know, mother, and she was able to gift her one-year-old son before he's able to even understand what investment property is. Investment property.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's even a proud moment for her as well. You know what I'm saying? So, and I promise you, when that boy turns 18, and if I was her, I would never bring it up his whole life, and then I will remind him on his 18th birthday, where he can now understand, like, you know, how important money is and things like that. Like, really groom him in this process, because don't get me wrong, people think it's unimportant now, but when he grows up and is able to understand the value of the dollar and financial wealth, you know, and generational wealth, like, I mean, he's going to want to do the same thing for his kids. This is starting an amazing thing, you know, for generations and generations to come. So I think it's a beautiful thing. I would do something like that for my kids.
I totally agree. Honestly, I love the idea that you just, you know, put out there, the fact that she gives him the birthday gift of, you know, the investment property, not say anything to him all, you know, all his high school career, so on and what have you. And when he graduates, or when he gets accepted into college, or just whenever he's at an appropriate age to actually understand what financial wealth is and financial literacy, then she re-gifts it to him, or at least just remind him that you have this, and this is how much it was when I first purchased it. This is how much it is now, and you're 18 years old, and I purchased it 18 years ago.
I think this is a great question, only because I was thinking later last week about how important it is for parents to instill knowledge into their kids at a young age. I said this because my mom just helped me file my taxes. Welcome to adulthood.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to her, I was talking to her, I was like, why don't people teach kids like this stuff in school? You know what I'm saying? So I think it's great, the fact that one, Milano was able to do that for her son for a young age, but I think it's important for us to be able to pour into your kids and the generations younger than you, to set them up for life, for things that really, really are going to matter further along down the road.
Yeah, I totally agree. So that was a conversation, you guys, but it's never too late to join in on the conversation. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio on Instagram and Twitter, or hit us up on Facebook at MM Live Radio.
Let's get into some more good music. Here's Not To Us by Stephen Malcolm. Then we got Wanda after that right here on You Already Know.
It's MM Live Radio.
Not To Us. Not to us, Lord, but to your name we give glory, glory, Lord. Not to us, not to us, Lord, but to your name. Love.
parking by the 20-hour week, picking up shoes. Hated it, but you know I pay my dues. Hated it, but you know I pay my dues, yeah. Gotta steward it well, from serving locally to serving globally, yeah. From a broke hood, to me break dancing in Jerusalem, yeah.
But now I'm found, yeah. You pick me up, yeah. When I'm so done, yeah. You switched it up and shook the ground, yeah. You showed me mercy, yeah. You said I'm working.
Leveled up on them. No, I'm not boasting, I just wanna flaunt them. Bought me a crib with a lake and a gate. Nah, I'm just kidding, but the future look great. Came a long way from that studio. The struggle's still real, but I'm Gucci though. To a two bedroom, me and Mark cooling, taking life in one night at a time.
Yeah. But now I'm found. You pick me up. When I'm so down. You switched it up and shook the ground. You showed me mercy. You said I'm working. Now all I can do is thank you. You got that good love, yeah. Got me and my mama out the hood, love. No weapon from the kiss me up in my neighborhood, love. Cause you got that good love. Yeah, you got that good love.
Not too rough.
Yeah, you got that good love.
Not too rough, oh. Not too rough.
Yeah, you got that.
But now I'm fine. You pick me up when I feel down. You switch it up and shook the ground. Yeah, you show me mercy. Yeah,
you got that good love.
All I can do is thank you.
Cause you got that good love, yeah.
Hey, what's up? This is Wanda, and you're listening to my girls, Nisa and Mia, on Eminem Live Radio.
My blessing every day, I do pray make you come my way. Give me long life and no stress, I do pray make you come my way. Every day, sin I'm on your breath. I don't want no heart, I live on my daily bread. I dey pray for blessings make you come my way.
Blessings make you come my way.
Joy, you come my way.
Joy, you come my way.
I dey pray for blessings make you come my way.
Blessings make you come my way.
Joy, you come my way.
Joy, you come my way.
No need for vex, rah rah oh nah. You see me no see stressing, rah rah oh ah. All my life I've been searching, I won't fight, let you leave. Blessings come, you can take them, you're the one that I need. Loving above all things, show me your love, mercy. Show me your my love, I need you in my life, but don't leave, bro.
I'm blessing every day, all the prayer make you come my way. Give me long life and no stress, all the prayer make you come my way. Every day, sin I'm on your prayer. I don't want no alcohol, I live on my daily bread.
Every day,
I dey pray for blessings make you come my way.
Blessings make you come my way.
Joy, you come my way.
Joy, you come my way.
I dey pray for blessings make you come my way.
Blessings make you come my way.
Joy, you come my way.
Joy, you come my way.
Alubarika for my left, Alubarika for my right. Blessings come my way, favor come my way.
Sorry, my be my lemma, amen. I don't wanna walk, amen. Me, I say, I'm my own, amen. I shall do my draw, amen.
Every day, saying my prayer.
every night. Counting my moolah.
One blessing every day. All the pray make you come my way. Give me long life and no stress. All the pray make you come my way. Every day. See now when you pray. You come my way.
Make you come my way.
Joy, you come my way.
Joy, you come my way.
I pray for blessed make you come my way.
Blessed make you come my way.
Joy, you come my way.
Joy, you come my way.
We're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, yes. Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tune in for the very first time or you don't miss a single show, we are so glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of you listening to the show on any of the podcasting platforms you listen on to your Instagram and tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Yes, sir. And tune in to Eminem Live Radio next week because one of our followers wrote to us in need of advice and we're going to give it to him live on the air, y'all. Yes, don't miss next week's Dear Eminem Letter.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to get the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O., Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. But listen, your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right, turn up because that's not an option.
Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world.